Joining me live over the phone this morning is CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. That's Carl Sundberg. Good morning, Mr. Sundberg. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's try that one more time. Sorry, I had you on the wrong button here, lad. Hey, Carl, how are you today?
Well, Duke, thanks for having me on.
There we go. You bet. That sounds a little better. Well, no, we appreciate you taking some time. It's been a busy summer for South Lincoln Hospital District with all the events and activities. And when I was at Fossil Island Golf Course with you guys for your big fundraiser there, you were mentioning to me about all the new services that are coming to South Lincoln Hospital District. And it sounds like some new providers and some new specialty services are coming or already here.
Yeah, busy summer is, I feel like, the understatement of the year, and that's saying something for 2020. I think we've all been pretty inundated, but, you know, even just this past weekend, we had a paint and sit event here in Cameron, and as you know, we've got a capital campaign going on to try and raise money to expand women's health here in Southwest Wyoming. We raised another $2,000 just out of that event, so really good progress moving towards trying to get that mobile mammography and expansion of women's health going. I do want to do a quick plug. Today we have a job fair this afternoon at 3:00 at the Beam and Cashin Center in Evanston. And we're looking for all kinds of different positions, but especially going to have some really cool things going on for nursing staff, and some really, really good offers of helping some nurses find some great positions within the organization. And we were actually just recognized by Studer Group and Huron as, for employee engagement as a top performing organization of all of the organizations that, participate in Studer Group and Huron, who is a nationally, recognized organization. So really, really cool honor for South Lincoln. It's a great place to work and really, really proud of our people, and we got some good things going. As you mentioned, we got some new service lines happening. Just recently we've added dermatology. Dr. Mon is now here and seeing patients. And he actually has a new PA coming on with him full time here in another month or so. In orthopedics, Dr. Allred is here. He's been here for a little bit now. But he actually is also going to be adding a full time advanced practice professional who's going to be working with him here. And then for pulmonology, Dr. Nupani, is here and starts this week, or next week, actually. And he is for pulmonology, and I'm really, really excited to start this high-altitude clinic and the ability for us to look at all kinds of different respiratory illnesses, which living at such high altitudes has just an additional effect on people. We have a new PA starting family practice clinic, and we actually have just added another new physician to our family practice clinic here in Kemmer. And then on October 1st, very excited to have Dr. De Palma, pediatrician, joining us in Evanston to open up our pediatrics service line. And she will actually be bringing on, within the next 12 months or so, an additional pediatrician. So, lots of cool things happening for our community here in Kemmer and throughout Southwest Wyoming for South Lincoln Medical.
CEO Carl Sundberg joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. So, Carl, those are a lot of services that up until now people have had to leave the community to go get. What, and they all seem to be coming, you know, all at the same time. What led to this big expansion of services and providers, especially the specialty services in the community?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Ultimately, what we really believe, and this is a fundamental belief, is part of our mission and vision is to bring care close to home. And we can't do that for everything, but there's a certain number of things that we can bring. And philosophically, we look at trying to bring care to people's home. The other factor that we believe strongly in is healthcare dollars are economic dollars. And so every time a patient has to leave Wyoming to go get their care outside of the state, those are healthcare dollars, but they're also economic dollars where people are going and getting gas and hotels and going to restaurants and going to all kinds of other places. And so we really want to promote keeping care as local as possible and keep doing Wyoming healthcare dollars and economic dollars in Wyoming. So those are philosophical and fundamental things that we believe in and want to bring to our communities here.
So are these, you mentioned some of these, some of the family physicians, and some of them are starting in October, but it sounds like most everybody else is up and rolling now. Is that correct?
Yep. Most of these services are already open, but Dr. Yupani is our first, and then we've got some new primary care, some new primary care providers here in our camera location.
Again, with Carl Sundberg, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mr. Sundberg, anything else we missed about this expansion of new provider specialty services in the hospital district?
The only other thing I'll mention is we've made the commitment to the community to expand women's health services, and I'm going to throw a little teaser out there that we are very, very close on a new women's health provider, a female women's health provider, is going to work under the direction of Dr. George, both here in Kemmer and in Evanston full-time. So I'm excited to make that announcement here soon.
Perfect. We'll look forward to that. And that's just a testament, again, of all the great fundraising efforts that the team at South Lincoln Hospital District have put on in recent months. And a shout-out to the community for making those efforts a success.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That again, Carl Sundberg, CEO of South Lincoln Medical Center and Hospital District. Carl, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.